Blake, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
We are good, tremendous. Good. We talked to you right before you won the Hobie Baker. You've now inked your deal with the Predators. Is there any kind of emotion when you think about it that, okay, I am now a professional hockey player?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty cool. It's only the first step, I think, in the process of becoming an NHL player. But you know, it's definitely a great day for me and my family in the city of Nashville and Nashville Youth Hockey. So, we're very excited.
Do you have a timetable for yourself? I mean, mentally? I mean, I know you can give me the stock answer. It's like, well, whenever the team wants to move me up, and I got to. But really, in your mind, being that you played your full college career and so on, do you have a timetable as to when your expectation is to get yourself back out, to get on the ice in Nashville?
Well, I think anybody that's a competitor and an athlete, you know, they want to strive to the best and play in the National Hockey League. That's been my dream since I was a little kid, so. I mean, obviously, I want to get there as fast as I can, but I know at the same time that, life brings unexpected things, and sometimes you might have to spend a couple years or months or whatever in the minors getting used to the pro game. So right now, I'm just going to come to training camp, work hard, go out there and try to show the coaching staff and the organization what I can do. And my mindset is definitely going in to try to make Nashville, but if it doesn't happen, then it's out of my control. I can just control how I play as a player.
How much special was it that, you got to play here in front of all the kids that got to see you kind of grow up and develop your trade right now? Obviously, the opportunity to play for the Predators to you has to be very, very special. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, playing my whole youth league hockey here, it's a little bit of it's pretty neat and pretty special for me to sign with Nashville and be able to have the opportunity to play here. So, me and my family especially are very excited for that possibility.
And they say that this is the kind of thing that has to happen for a professional team to become cemented in a region. We almost lost a team a few years ago, obviously, and I've said that, look, it takes a couple of generations. I was born and raised a Boston Bruins fan. I would imagine when you were a little kid, you were pulling for somebody else, maybe Montreal with all your family lineage there. But when you've got generations now and you start getting kids that are 10, 11, 12 years old that have never seen anything but the Predators, and now they're going to see, hey, here's a kid from Brentwood. And he's playing for the Predators. I mean, do you feel any added weight or any added pressure that you kind of carry in the banner for the youth of Nashville that you are now made it to the NHL?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think there's definitely the pressure that comes along with that. But at the same time, I think it gives kids from Nashville hope and seeing that there is someone that played their youth hockey league here and was able to make it. And if I can do it, then anybody can do it. And, even though I have the bloodlines and the genetics, I still developed as a person, as a player here in Nashville. And hopefully it'll motivate kids at a young age to go out there and try hockey out and hopefully they can succeed.
With your family so entrenched, I guess, basically in hockey, did you understand in the early age what it took to actually be a player that, have some sort of significant impact in the NHL?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I can't really hear you.
Oh, I'm just saying that, since your family had, had some sort of, as Tom would say, lineage, in the NHL ranks, did you understand at a young age exactly what it took? I mean, maybe you saw, the people in your family that were involved, going through some situations, and you understood from a younger age what it took, what it required to be that type of player. Is that something that you'd say is true?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, I was just like every other kid. I played the game to have fun, and, it was a way to get together with all my buddies. But, I started to see how, what I needed to do in order to make the NHL, probably when I was in high school, and what it took to become an NHL player. And, I definitely had a little bit of an advantage of, hearing my family talk about those experiences they had with junior hockey and college hockey and all that and all the things you can run into. So I definitely had an advantage of that. But, I was just like every other kid growing up. I just did it for fun. And, once I started to see I got pretty good at it, I was like, hey, I can maybe make a profession of this.
Blake Jeffrey on with us on the W3 Communications Hotline. Hi, Blake. Have you, when that time came, because you could have played junior, obviously, anywhere, you made the decision to play college hockey, Wisconsin. It's a great, we've seen Brian Gionta come out of New York and have such a great career, and he's doing great in the NHL. We've seen more and more guys. We saw the game-winning goal, Patrick Kane, out of Buffalo, New York. I mean, we're loving this stuff from a U.S. standpoint. Why the college game versus the juniors back in the day when you had to make that choice?
Well, I think at the time when I was deciding between junior hockey and college hockey, I was very immature in my body, had not really matured to the point where I thought I could succeed at a high level in hockey. And you know, it was a lot safer route going from you know, where I was to college rather than the junior route. And you know, I just need a little bit more time to develop physically and mentally, and I thought college was the best way for me.
Do you think the physical part of the game, you know, playing in college as opposed to junior, what are your thoughts about that, taking the cage off and then the physical aspect of the game? Because you know guys are going to test you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I mean, even though it's not fighting college hockey, you know, there's been a lot of fights and stuff in practice and, you know, the physicality of the game. You know, everyone's big and strong. You know, everyone's trying to get that physical edge out there and to be bigger and stronger. And I think that's the higher level of hockey, just bigger, stronger, faster. So, you know, I'm preparing for that in my off-season training. And, you know, I know guys are going to challenge me or whatnot, but I think I'll be just okay.
Real quick, you made mention of mental maturity and you understanding that you weren't quite where you needed to be, you know, to kind of make that jump. Talk about that pressure that you know you're now going to be, you know, faced with the potential being called up to the Preds.
Right, yeah, I mean, like I said before, it's, you know, the National Predators, all those guys up there are bigger, stronger, faster than they are in the American League and in college and, you know, all the other leagues. So, I mean, it's the best league in the world, and, you know, all I can do is worry about myself right now and come in the best shape I can and put forth the best effort I possibly can give and you know, let things happen from there.
We're fired up about seeing you on the ice. Can't wait to see you get out there. Some good young core players, not only already in Nashville, but guys that are in the system. And I'll tell you what, I think the product on the ice is in great shape, and we're entering a real exciting time, and it doesn't seem too undifferent than what they maybe saw in Chicago a few years ago. And boy, we'd love to have one of those runs right here in Nashville.
Absolutely.
And we'd love to have you be part of it.
Yeah. Thanks, y'all.
All right, thanks, Blake.